This is KTLO Classic Hits 101.7 KCTT Yaleville Mountain Home. It is now time for Bomber Basketball, live on Classic Hits 101.7 KCTT Yaleville Mountain Home. Brought to you in part by Integrity First Bank, Knox Orthopedics, ASC Warranty, Our Best Bank, and Locker Room Sporting Goods. Now, without further ado, we go live to courtside in the hangar with Matt Sharp.
Thank you very much, Joseph Shipman, and good evening from Bomber Gymnasium here on the campus of Mountain Home High School as we are getting ready to bring you the regular season finale of Mountain Home Bomber and Lady Bomber basketball. It is senior night here at the hangar as the Mountain Home team is getting ready to take on the Blue Devils of West Memphis. And we start, as we normally do, with the Lady Bombers pregame show as we welcome, as we get ready for this girls matchup. This will be the first of our doubleheader. And let's get right down to it because I've got a lot to talk about as far as this game is concerned because there are some postseason implications to go along with this. Now, the first thing is first, Mountain Home is in the state tournament. Mountain Home's girls are in the state tournament no matter the outcome of this game. But the results of this game has a lot to do with when and who they'll play next week. Now, last night, Perry Gould defeated Greene County Tech by a score of 37-24. So right now, they are a half game ahead of the Lady Bombers for third place in the 5A East standings. So if Mountain Home wins tonight, they'll finish in a tie for third place with Perry Gould. And the Lady Bombers do own the tiebreaker, which means they would get the 3 seed in the tournament. And if that was the case, their first opponent would be Sheridan, the number 2 seed from the 5A South. And that matchup would be Thursday afternoon at 1 o'clock. Now, if Mountain Home ends up falling to West Memphis tonight, then they'll end up in fourth place in the conference. And they'll end up playing the top-seeded team from the 5A South, and who is also happens to be the host team of the tournament, and that is Lake Hamilton. This is a very good Lady Wolves team, and to play them on their home floor would be even more of a challenge. I know Mountain Home would get ready either way, but but the advantage would be if they finish with the 3 seed, they'll get a couple extra days rest, and that can definitely make a difference. Senior Kyra Penn is going to be in the starting lineup tonight. How much playing time she will get is still to be seen. A couple of games ago she hurt her foot, and so they're going to try to rest her as much as they possibly can, but if they need her at the end, you know, they may have to use her in this game. So Mountain Home comes into this game with a record of 16-10 on the season. They are currently 8-5 in the 5A East. The Lady Bombers' last game was this past Tuesday night. They dominated Searcy in that game 61-23. West Memphis, this will be their last game of the season. They won't make the state tournament, but, you know, they'd like to go out with a win, too. They're 13-10 right now and 6-7 in the 5A East. Their last game was this past Tuesday night as well. They beat Greene County Tech by a score of 60-49. So, again, a lot riding on this game as far as seeding and who Mountain Home will play and when next week in the Class 5A State Tournament at Lake Hamilton High School in Piercy. We're going to take a break. We'll come back and check our starting lineups in just a moment as we get ready to bring you Mountain Home and West Memphis on this senior night. You're listening to the Lady Bombers pregame show here on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
Through the years, over $22 million has been awarded in scholarships administered by the Trust, Wealth, and Investment Team of Integrity First Bank. That's a lot of legacy. Are you a charitably minded individual who values education, initiative, and integrity? Then let's meet and have a conversation about your philanthropic goals. I'm Janet Evans. We at Integrity First Bank can assist you with your estate planning from investments through administration to ensure that your legacy is a lasting legacy. Call me today at 425-1801. We look forward to serving you.
Investment products are not FDIC insured without bank guarantee and may lose value.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team, the worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, ASICS, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
This is Sally Gilbert, Market President of Arvest Bank in Mountain Home. For more than 50 years, Arvest has served our customers and the communities in which we work well. We offer a broad range of financial services that help us fulfill our mission of providing our customers with financial solutions for life. Our customers and our community are our priorities. Visit us today and see why Arvest has been voted Best Bank in the Twin Lakes area 4 years in a row. We're here for you.
Member FDIC.
We welcome you back to the Lady Bombers pregame show here on Classic Hits 101.7 as Mountain Home is getting ready to take on West Memphis in this senior night competition. First off, for West Memphis, they're in their Road Blacks tonight, coached by interim coach Sonia Tate. She's had to take over during the season after regular coach Sheila Burns suffered a brain aneurysm earlier in the year. So they'll be going with two seniors, Taylor Donald and China Alls, and two juniors, Araya Hasley and Anaya Dean, and rounding out the starting lineup for West Memphis is a sophomore, Tania Burnett. For Mountain Home, they will be going with two seniors, Peyton Husky at 5'6", and Kyra Penn at 6'1", two juniors, Emma Martin at 5'7", and Anna Grace at 6'2", and rounding out the starting lineup is Emily Payne, a 5'6", sophomore. That's going to wrap up the Lady Bombers pregame show. We'll get this game tipped off in just a moment. Mountain Home and West Memphis coming up next. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided quality orthopedic care since 1983, from consultation and advanced diagnostic testing continuing through surgery, in-house therapy, and follow-up. If you're ready to reclaim the joy of life you once lived, more mobile and pain-free, Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell repair bones, joints, and muscles that work for a living and love to play. Let their experience, skill, and focus on convenient, cost-effective services for their patients put you back in motion.